Grâce au passeport vaccinal, la vie semble reprendre un peu de sa normalité. À la ville de Penetanguishene, on est prêt à reprendre les différentes activités que les gens adorent. C'est le temps de s'inscrire aux différentes activités offertes par la municipalité. Je me suis entretenu avec Patrick Anderson afin d'en savoir plus sur les différents programmes et les inscriptions. Il m'a d'abord décrit les différents groupes d'activités.
Categories are adult, youth and senior. And actually within each program of each category, each one actually specifies which age group they will cover. So some youth may say, you know, 0 to 6, they may say 8+, some adults, most adults are 18+, this kind of thing. So I would advise that when signing up for any program, just have a look at to what age group can sign up for the program.
Il m'a aussi donné quelques exemples des activités les plus populaires dans chaque catégorie.
In the adult, there's actually two programs, one called Mobility and Stability and the other one called Hit Basics and Beyond, and it's run by the same instructor, and they're back-to-back classes. And the unique thing about them is that they complement each other. So the first one, Mobility and Stability, is kind of like a warm-up almost for the Hit Basics and Beyond program. So I would advise that if you're going to sign up for one, then definitely sign up for both because they complement each other very well. In the youth, we actually have one called Bucket Drumming, which is a new one this year, which I think is really interesting. If you don't know what bucket drumming is, I definitely YouTube it. It's essentially exactly how it sounds. It's got a bucket that's turned upside down and you're banging sticks in it like a drum. So that's a really fun one that we have with youth. And then for senior, we have a new one this year called a body-friendly chair yoga, which is it's a yoga that, you know, involves the strengthening and stretching, but with using a chair. So that's definitely a unique one for the seniors.
La majorité des programmes débutant en janvier 2022, il est temps de s'inscrire dès maintenant.
The registration is going to open on Monday, November 29th, and it'll be available by 9 a.m. that morning.
Bien entendu, chaque cours a ses nécessités, mais pour ce qui est du protocole de la COVID-19, c'est bien entendu qu'il faut le suivre et il faut avoir aussi des preuves de vaccination.
So yeah, when registering, you do have to be fully vaccinated, and all programs are running out of our arena here, the Tanishin Memorial Community Center, and in entering the arena, you do have to show proof of double vaccination as well as a piece of government ID. And then during, and then masks will be worn when entering the arena, but during the program when you're moving, masks can be removed.
Donc, c'est clair et précis que pour participer aux activités, il faut suivre le protocole de la COVID-19, avoir une preuve de double vaccination, avoir un masque. On peut enlever lorsque l'activité commence, mais quand même, pour entrer au centre communautaire de Penetanguishene, il faut avoir ce masque-là. Si les gens ont des questions au sujet de l'inscription, ils peuvent trouver l'information en allant sur le site internet de la ville.
They can go to plantanguishene.ca, and where on the main page, one of the banners will be for our 2022 winter programs. They can click on that for the program guide, as well as our online registration software, which is called RecDesk. That's RecDesk. That's how they will be registering for our program this year. You can also just, on the main page of our website, you can go to the Discover tab and click on Recreation Programs. They can also find the link to RecDesk, and they will need to create an account for it, and then they can register for whichever program they choose to.
Et voilà que de plus en plus, on reprend une certaine normalité et la ville de Penetanguishene est prête à offrir dès janvier quelques programmes fort intéressants qui sera vous sortir de votre confinement et rencontrer des gens merveilleux.